We now return to our program.
Stow the gag in there, you feather brain. Any more talk like that, and I'll bait a hook with you.
The boy stood on the burning deck.
It's more like it. Now, you apologize for calling me an ugly dog.
He wasn't calling you an ugly dog. It was this dog.
Ugly?
Well, you call a fine-looking animal like that ugly? You apologize to him. You tell him he's handsome, or I won't give you this cracker.
He's handsome.
His name's Boomer.
Boomer's handsome?
Hey.
Thanks. Good cracker. I lied. Boomer's still ugly. Boomer's an ugly dog.
That's the only way to shut him up. You figured it out for yourself. Good for you, Boomer. Oh. I apologize to you ladies for the things he said. It's been said in many a port that the language of Moby would make the devil blush. I'm Captain O'Connell. I'm the master of this ship.
You're the Captain O'Connell that's searching for pirate treasure.
Aye, miss. That I am. Guess I'm the only man alive that still thinks Captain Flint buried his treasure out there in Musket Cove.
People say there isn't any treasure and that you're just wasting your time. But I don't care. I hope it is there. And I hope you find it. I like people who have a dream.
Aye, miss. That's what I got, all right. About all I got. Dream. This boat. Moby. Maybe Boomer. Welcome aboard, Boomer.
Well, we've got to be going anyway. Good luck with the treasure.
I hate to see you cast off, but I know you'll be tying up at my port again. People love it when I do that old sea captain talk there, especially the ladies.